This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 27 for Monday, August 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are working towards a sixth straight round of gains on Monday morning, gleaning support from comparable oils. The November canola contract advances $9.10 at $809.60 per ton, while the January contract climbs $8.70 at $814.90 per ton. There are strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex, plus gains in Malaysian palm oil. European rapeseed is now mixed with losses in the front contracts. Modestly higher global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand report on Friday. The department highlighted an error of 663,000 tons in the feed, waste, and dockage due to an underestimating of the 2023-24 carry-in. AAFC keeps its call on canola production for 2023-24 at 18.8 million tons, but cuts wheat by about 6% at 33.21 million tons. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Monday morning, with the loonie at 73.89 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.79. The United States Midwest is forecast to get extreme heat this week, with less chances of rain. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour is underway this morning. The first results should be out during the afternoon. The tour wraps up on Friday with its final results. China reports its July soybean imports from the U.S. dropped 63% from a year ago. However, China's soybean imports from Brazil jumped 32%. AgRural says the second corn harvest in Brazil's center-south region is 77% complete. That's 12 points back from the same time last year. Ukraine is creating its own grain corridor through the Black Sea. The country is working with banks and insurance companies to provide coverage for grain vessels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday morning. The November contract advances 14 cents at $13.67 per bushel. October soy oil rises a half cent at 66.37 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal gains $3.90 at $396.60 per short ton. Corn turns around, pushing lower as its December contract foregoes 4 cents at $4.89 per bushel. Oats turns around to push higher, with its December contract up 4 cents at $4.65.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago December loses 14.5 cents at $6.24.5. Kansas City December drops 18 cents at $7.43. And Minneapolis December gives up 11.5 cents at $8.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.